new email worm has surfaced that purports to show screensavers of US spy satellite pictures of Iraq or animations that are either patriotic or mocking of President Bush, a computer security company warned on Thursday. The worm, dubbed Gander A, spreads by sending itself to email addresses on an infected machine and tries to disable antivirus and other security software and infect certain files on the hard disk. Gander, which doesn't appear to be spreading and is rated low risk, sends email in English or Swedish. It is signed by Uncle Roger in Hornsund, Sweden, who complains in a message about being discriminated against in the Swedish school system. Subject lines include spy pics, go USA with lots of exclamation marks, GW Bush animation, and others like cat lover and disgusting propaganda. Gander also sends a message in Swedish to email addresses apparently belonging to Swedish journalists. A schism has struck the X386 movement, an open-source graphics project key to Linux and several other operating systems, resulting in the expulsion by a core group in charge of the project of one of its members. The six-member core team of the X386 project announced on Thursday that it had ejected former member Keith Packard for trying to create a parallel X386 project and refusing to discuss reasons for the radical move with the rest of the core team. The core team disclosed the ouster in conjunction with an announcement of a new mailing list to discuss X386's future. In an interview, Packard didn't comment on the specific actions, but indicated that he was trying to make it easier for interested and qualified programmers to contribute to the X386 project. X386 is not currently a friendly place to play, he said. X386, which sends graphic commands for tasks such as drawing windows to video cards, is a crucial part of Linux and several other operating systems. Packard has been leading improvements to Font's technology. The stakes in the issue are high. Open source advocates often boast of the advantages of the collaborative programming model, in which the source code underlying a particular program may be freely shared and changed. One drawback of this approach, however, is that people can have different ideas and fork the software into different projects that are incompatible, that dilute programmers' energy by forcing them to duplicate the same features, or that require outside programmers to work with more than one group. Forking isn't all bad, though, advocates say. It can act as a safety valve to prevent a misguided group from gaining too much control, and it can be used to provide competition to assess which of two approaches is best. Indeed, forks of the heart of Linux itself, the kernel, frequently branch off as programmers work on pet projects they hope eventually will be accepted by leader Linus Torvalds into the mainstream. The Cuban government has jailed 10 independent journalists, most of whom publish articles on internet news sites, as part of a larger crackdown against political opposition on the island. Police went from house to house on the 18th of March, rounding up the reporters and 24 political activists, according to the media watchdog Reporters Without Borders. Authorities confiscated the detainees' computer equipment, books and papers, the group said. In a television news program, the Cuban government accused the reporters, who are being held with the others at the state security headquarters in Havana, known as Villa Marista, of serious deeds of complicity with the enemy and of being paid employees of the U.S. interest section in Cuba. In recent weeks, the government has repeatedly charged the section and its director, James Kasem, of fomenting counter-revolutionary activities for associating with dissident groups and providing computer equipment, radios and fax machines to independent reporters. Microsoft on Wednesday warned about a serious flaw in all versions of Windows that could allow hackers to seize control of a person's computer when victims read emails or visit websites. Microsoft assessed the problem's urgency as critical, its highest level, and urged customers to download a free repair patch immediately from its website, www.microsoft.com/security. A top Microsoft security official, Steve Lipner, said the vulnerability was being discussed openly among experts on the internet when Microsoft learned about the flaw early in January. An internet security company, iDefense Incorporated of Chantilly, Virginia, said it learned about the flaw in December 2002 from Roland Possel, a respected British computer security researcher, and passed the information to Microsoft on the 9th of January. But iDefence also immediately and quietly warned its clients, which include large corporations and US agencies, before Microsoft could fix the problem. Microsoft and iDefence said they were unaware of any reports that hackers already had used the technique to break into computers, even though months had passed between the disclosure of the flaw and Wednesday's announcement that it could be fixed. Amazon.co.uk customers who flocked to the site to buy up wrongly priced HP Pocket PC handheld computers last week have reacted with mixed feelings to news that the e-tailer will not be honouring the sale of the gadgets at the too-good-to-be-true price. Amazon.co.uk was selling the HP iPac H1910 Pocket PC for £7.32. It normally retails for around £300. Demand for the item reached such levels that the Amazon.co.uk website began labouring under the pressure mid-morning before being taken down altogether around noon. By the time the site returned several hours later, the HP iPac had been removed. Subsequently, Amazon.co.uk issued a statement which said, "In keeping with our conditions of use and our pricing and availability policy, we will be cancelling orders made for the HP iPac Pocket PCs at the incorrect price this morning. As the conditions of use clearly state, there is no contract between Amazon.co.uk and the customer for an item until Amazon.co.uk accepts the customer order by email confirming that it has dispatched the item. Until that time, Amazon.co.uk is within its rights not to accept any customer order." However, law firm Beal & Company believes there may be more to Amazon's legal predicament than the statement acknowledges, pointing out that Amazon's confirmation email for the items clearly refers to a contract in its wording. A statement from Beal & Company said, "Confusion arises from Amazon's confirmation email. Is this meant to be acknowledgement of the order or confirmation of the contract? We would always advise e-tailers to make the first email an acknowledgement of the order and state that the contract is not formed until the consumer receives a further confirmation email. Amazon's email provides information on how to, quote, cancel this contract, unquote. It could be argued that Amazon is stating that this is acceptance of the consumer's offer, and it would be surprising if a court were to decide that no contract existed at that point. On several occasions, the confirmation email refers to a contract between Amazon and the customers, though the wording, cancel this contract, seems particularly relevant. And still in the UK, BT is planning a commercial launch of Midband, its forthcoming 128kbps internet access product, within months. However, the product won't offer as much functionality as previously announced, which could limit its ability to help close the UK's broadband divide. The telco has also alerted ISPs that it's planning to offer a wholesale version of Midband. There'd been speculation that Oftel, the telecommunications regulator in the UK, might force such a move, but BT, as it already intimated, has taken the plunge without being pushed. A BT spokesman confirmed on Tuesday that the company hopes to have made Midband commercially available this summer, but said that it wouldn't provide an always-on email service. Pierre Dannen, BT Retail Chief Executive, had said that this feature would be included when he announced Midband at last November's eSummit. This first version of Midband won't have always-on internet access or any always-on email facility. We're still looking to offer it and hope to update Midband as soon as possible, a BT spokesman said. We're still confident that we can crack the nut and offer these features soon, but it's proving tougher than anticipated, he explained. Midband is based on ISDN, and the promise of an always-on email service was seen as the main feature that distinguished it from existing ISDN products. According to BT, though, there will still be differences. This will be an unmetered ISDN product, while the majority of ISDN products today are metered, said the BT spokesman, explaining that users will pay a fixed fee per month rather than a per minute spent online. Also, service providers will be charged a flat fee per user per month, rather than buying large blocks of capacity, which is a key difference as well, he added. It's understood that mid-band will be capped, restricting users to a certain number of hours online per month. And finally, Yahoo, last Monday, launched a subscription video service that features news, sports and entertainment clips, pitting the web portal against a comparable service offered by Real Networks. Yahoo Platinum will feature content from Fox News, CBS and ABCNews.com. The service will also offer a sports package that includes live video from the men's NCAA basketball tournament and from specific NASCAR races. The service will carry a monthly fee of $9.95 for the basic plan or $16.95 for the sports package. As part of the broadband and dial-up platinum service, subscribers can receive weekly access to video clips from such popular TV reality shows as American Idol, along with programs such as ABC News World News Tonight 2020 and Good Morning America, and market reports from CBS Market Watch TV program every 30 minutes. The Yahoo Platinum Sports Pack, meanwhile, will offer the first, second, and regional semi-final rounds of the NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championships via access to sportsline.com. It marks the first time the March Madness event will be seen via the internet. In the coming weeks, Yahoo Platinum is expected to pick up content from CNBC, Dow Jones Business, National Geographic, and Warren Miller Entertainment. Yahoo plans to add more content to its existing categories and branch out into new categories. And that's News Briefs for this week.